These are the last lines, except for three more that talk about Judas, which are not in the text today, of chapter 6. After this splendid feeding of the multitude in the desert, so excited they wanted to make him king. After walking on the water, after declaring himself Adonai, I am, then after giving this whole discourse, the results are pretty meager. And this is the Son of God. One lesson is don't get discouraged. Keep trying. Preach it. Keep going. What the saying is so hard for them? My flesh is food. My blood is drink. That's very hard. Either you say, I trust you. You know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. I believe you. Or you don't. And so, he knew that his disciples, all these people who were around there, does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? All this time, he has been speaking of himself as the Torah, the bread from heaven, and that bread in the whole of the Jewish tradition is the Torah that came down from heaven. And Moses was the one who delivered it. He went up, remember as it says in the Psalm, and Paul uses it in Ephesians. He went on high and came down with gifts for men, the gift of the Torah. Now those gifts are multiplied. And so he's saying, I'm the Torah, and not only that, but you can feed on my flesh and blood, have strength and life, eternal life, and I will raise you on the last day. Tropo, that's too much. But what if you were to see the Son of Man then ascending to where he was before? See, the Son of Man has come down from heaven. This has been the theme throughout the whole gospel. You see, now the words that I spoke to you are spirit and life. Are they? Do you know that? It's right here in the text. I believe it. Do you know it? Are the words of Jesus spirit and life to you? Do you devour them? Do you take them in? You can't specialize, you know. Say, I'll just take the Eucharist. I won't take the words. It won't work. See? Or you can't say, I'll just take the words. I won't take the Eucharist either. But there are some of you who do not believe. Jesus knew from the beginning. See, I've told you now, for all this discourse, I am the Torah. I am the manna from heaven. And I'll tell you more. And the flesh that I give is my life, the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world. I give you this bread, but it's my flesh. You eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's too much. Jesus knew who would betray him. He said, for this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father. That means that the Father drew us to Christ. And if we want to stay there, we should ask the Father, draw me to your Son. This is a theme in the whole letter. Huh? The point is, this is all. This is a discourse on the work of the Father through Jesus, who is the Torah, who is the Word, transforming it, and who is flesh and blood for us. You can't have one without the other. You see. Now, as a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life. Very gently put. It's a translation, but it's, what was their former way of life? Well, some of them, they were just fishermen, you know, but some of them were drunkards, I guess. Anyway, and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The way to get to know that is believe. You hear that rhythm? We have come to believe and we know. Yielding to the truth, yielding to the work of the Holy Spirit, yielding to that action of the Father, which Augustine says is always attraction, desire. That's the grace. To desire the Lord, to be your food and drink, to be your light, to be your life, to desire that. And when that starts to happen, you tell the Lord, "Look, I'll trade you any sin I've got if I could just know you better." That's desire. And it's purifying. You see? And that's how we take him in. That's how we eat and feed on him. This sacrament is great, provided we mean it. If it's just another ceremony, you know, stay in bed. This is not a ceremony. And this is why the church says, unless somebody's really sick, you just don't give the Eucharist. You give the word. And as you know, in this text that Pope Benedict has put into that instruction, this word, read and preached, contains the body and blood of Christ in a way similar to the very Eucharist itself. So if we don't eat this word, we won't do much with this one. Well, this word is challenging us, okay? Do you believe that he came down from heaven and that his words are life and that his commands are the way to eternal life? Well, then how come we don't do it? Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I believe for 10 minutes until there's a challenge. And then, you know, I'm worried about what? Anything. You know, I don't want to let anybody know I'm kind of a fanatical Christian. I just don't think I'll let them know that. See, well, don't give up letting the Lord teach you. You've got to let that happen. Otherwise, you don't hunger and thirst for this. It's just a nice, edifying ceremony. It's the body and blood of the Lord. And it might do some good. But do you hear the fire in this text? And that it's most of them who have been following around, applauding all the miracles, yay for Jesus, you know. Love to hear him talk. What a great speaker. What a great preacher. Then he says, "You got to take me into yourself as Torah and do what I tell you. And as flesh and blood in the sacrament, you've got to eat my flesh and drink my tropo." Sorry. I'm going back to fishing. That's the challenge we've got. Now, we wouldn't just quit. Think I'll go back to being a pagan. But will we move ahead? Will we move ahead? This is why the church gives us this time between Easter and Pentecost. Huh? It's the life of the church. And so, always the first reading is the book of Acts. That's Christ continued in space and time. That's the church, right? And so, here's Peter. Peter figures large today. Look at the miracles he's doing. He heals this cripple. Then he goes to Joppa, Lydda, and he heals a dead woman. Doesn't Paul say that? "Haven't I shown you the signs that mark an apostle? Signs and wonders and deeds of power." That's great. Done in great perseverance. It doesn't mean I keep persevering doing these works. I mean, it means ipomone, great patience, great suffering, great. There's a text of St. Thomas. This is a little humorous, but it's a text of St. Thomas, which says, a preacher is credible either because of the holiness of his life or because of the signs and wonders he does. And a buddy of mine said, that's easier to do the second than it is the first, you know. But the first lasts longer. The first makes a deeper impression. But just like with Peter, we need the signs and wonders. But when Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and the signs and wonder fellows are around with their, this is all the stuff I did in Pittsburgh or wherever I was, you know. And Paul says, you want letters of recommendation? You want to know all my accomplishments? I'll tell you. Shipwrecked and left in the sea for a day and a half. Stoned and left for dead. Beaten three. These are my credentials. You see? Yeah, it's a list of people I healed, raised from the dead, and all that stuff. And these are my credentials. I suffer with Christ. So, that's why there's a lot in this text, as I think you can see. You see? The Son of Man going up to heaven, where he was before. Why was he there before? Well, because he's God. But also because he's manna from heaven. Also because he's Torah. He is the world, the will, the word, the guidance of God. And now, animated by the Holy Spirit, we can actually do it. We can do it. We can live this way. And so that's the end of chapter 6. We'll move on now next week. Still in the Gospel of John, and still discourse on the life of Christ in the church to get us ready for the birthday of the church, Pentecost, outpouring of the Spirit. Can you imagine if we pray what it could be right now in this country with the bishops getting ready to make this big stand? No, we're not going to do that. Courage. Yay for the bishops. Well, now, we got to stand with them. We got to stand with them. You know, I'm right behind you, Bishop. You know, three blocks. We can't do that anymore.